Tonight's guided meditation involves a practice of what's called dry vipassana in the tradition created by a Burmese monk named Mahasi Sayadaw. With this practice, the primary focus of attention is on the expanding and contracting of the abdomen, the area between the bottom of the ribs and the pelvis. The same kind of procedure applies, aiming and sustaining. An important part of this practice is also what is called noting, which is a brief knowing of what seems to be in awareness at any given moment. Practice involves stringing as many of these moments of knowing together as you can during your practice. So to begin, just know the beginning of the in-breath as the abdomen expands. And know the experience of breathing in. And then know the experience of breathing out. Natural and normal breathing. One of the benefits of this practice is that the expanding and contracting of the abdomen is much more noticeable than sensations around the nostrils. When your attention wanders away from the abdomen, and it will, just briefly note what comes into awareness at that moment. And then note the intention to refocus awareness on the in-breath and the out-breath. The practice of noting can be advanced, can develop more skill at it by applying just one particular word, like expanding the in-breath, contracting the out-breath, or traditionally it's rise on the in-breath and fall on the out-breath. When attention is drawn away from the breath, just simply tag what you notice briefly with one word, like thinking or planning. And then bring attention back to noting the beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath. The same with the out-breath. Perhaps there's a persistent sensation in addition to the abdomen, an ache in knee, or a sound in the environment. Just simply note aching, aching. Back to the rise and fall of the area around the abdomen. The noting practice is intended to provide a brief but complete knowledge of the nature of the mind at that moment. Rising and falling of the abdomen. Noting the beginning of the rise, the middle and the end. The beginning and middle and end of the fall of the abdomen. Noting any other phenomena that come to awareness. No elaborate commentary. Just simply knowing. With enough practice, there's not even a requirement to put a word to whatever is in awareness. You simply know it. It might be that you experience some demanding distraction, an itch, perhaps. When that's the case, see if you can note briefly the feeling of urgency that comes with that sensation. Word craving might be useful. And if you do scratch the itch, see if you can notice how the intention to move your hand and scratch the itch forms in awareness. And then when you redirect attention back to the abdomen, note that intention as well. It might be that you're so used to aiming and sustaining attention in the area around the nostrils that you find that happening. Just simply know that, with that same noting. And then note the intention to go back to the abdomen. The goal of this practice is to cultivate concentration through stringing a series of moments of noting together. This is called Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. The core part of the Mahasisada approach to Vipassana. So it might be interesting to note the beginning of the in-breath as the abdomen expands, and note the middle of it, the pause at the end of the in-breath. And then note the intention to exhale. And note what happens in the middle of the out-breath. And then note the pause at the end of the out-breath. As I practice, I'm also noting brief pauses during the contracting of the abdomen. Each time that pause occurs, there's a knowing of it. See if you can notice that. I'm not trying to make it happen. It's just part of the natural experience of breathing in and breathing out. It's also good practice to note the quality of your attention. You might note distraction, distracted mind. You might note anxious mind. You might note forgetful mind. It's also good practice to periodically note the experience of inhabiting a body. To simply note the way your limbs are arranged. The feeling of pressure when your body contacts a cushion. And of course, the primary practice of noting is focusing on the expanding, contracting of the abdomen. It might seem arbitrary and awkward to tag your experiences with descriptive words. But with sufficient practice, it's no longer necessary to use words. There's just simply a direct knowing that's intentional. That becomes a conditioned part of your meditation practice, whether your focus of attention is on the rise and fall of the abdomen or the air moving in and out of the nostrils. And of course, it's very valuable to persist in knowing what the state of the mind is at any given moment. But primarily, the noting practice is developed through mindfulness of breathing. Again, in review, there's the intention to note clearly the experience as the abdomen expands when you breathe in. And continue to note any changes of sensation during that expansion. Note the pause, and then note the beginning of the exhalation. Being alert to note any changes in sensation during the out-breath. This creates a conditioning in the mind that makes it more likely to note quickly and clearly when attention moves away from the abdomen to any other phenomena in your immediate experience. This practice eventually leads to a clear understanding of anicca, the transitory, changing nature of subjective experience. And that awareness also leads to awareness of anatta, the absence of an enduring self. When a distraction persists, practice noting whatever changes might occur as that distraction manifests itself over time. Note the experience of the urgency of an itch, or the persistence of a sound, and how these phenomena change, being aware of it through the noting. Thank you for your practice.